Can you start by introducing yourself and talking about your role in the Women Living Under Muslim Laws Network and how you got involved with the network?
My name is Kotubot. I am the coordinator for the group, research group on women and laws in Senegal, that is GREFEL. When GREFEL proposed itself to become the coordinator, the coordinating group for the Africa and Middle East region, I became the coordinator for AMI, Vloom AMI. I got involved with Vloom with my friend Fatuso, who is GREFEL's president. When the project on women and law started, the objective of the project was to research the impact, the influence of the customary laws, of modern law and religious laws on women's life. And Senegal was part of this project. And we drafted research on this. So I attended several Vloom events, including a meeting on women and law project in Pakistan, and other events in Africa or in France.
Okay, and can you speak a little bit about the role of Sufi Islam in Senegal and how it's changed over time and how rising fundamentalism has impacted women's lives, specifically their sexuality?
Okay. So Senegal has been in contact with Islam since the 9th century, and 95% of Senegalese population is Muslim. Islam in Senegal comes through brotherhood, and it is a Sufi Islam. That means that there is a charismatic leader who created the brotherhood, and he has a community of followers who give him money, work for him, etc. So this Islam used to be quite tolerant because it is very strongly influenced by local tradition, more by local tradition than by Orthodox Islam. But from the 80s, with the political, economic, and social crisis, many fundamentalist groups started to appear and to strengthen themselves. But it should be noted that it is an urban phenomenon today. The way they try to influence the society is they organize themselves in and they try to change the family code in order to introduce the most conservative aspect of the family law, of the Sharia family law. They also try to influence women's behavior and women's dress code. They try to get women wear long dresses and what they call the Islamic head shawl. And then they also try to influence the curricula, academic curricula, but within the school they control themselves. This is the way they work in Senegal.
And how has it affected issues of sexuality?
Okay. I think that it depends on the field you want to look at. If you look at the field of, let's say, abortion, for example, they have the most conservative vision of abortion. That is, abortion should not be allowed in any case, even in case of rape or incest, or even if the mother's life is affected the way they see it. They are absolutely against sexual orientation. I mean, all sexual rights related to diversity in sexuality. I mean, the right for same-sex relations. They are against that. And they started a campaign against homosexuals. Against gays. And the campaign is going on since last month. And they want the state to ban it through a law. There is already a law on homosexuality, but the law is not enforced. So they are pressing the state to enforce the law, and in addition, to make it more rigorous against